In Venezuela, opponents and supporters of President Hugo Chavez filled the streets of Caracas last night as a nationwide strike entered its 10th day. Chavez continues to cling to power and has promised to outlast the opposition. Nervous Venezuelans are lining up to withdraw money from banks. Food and water supplies are becoming scarce in some areas. The country's crucial oil industry remains crippled by the walkout, with gasoline supplies dwindling. The State Department has warned U.S. citizens to delay travel to Venezuela and is urging those in the country to consider leaving. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Caracas.
For 10 days now, this ear-splitting sound has been tormenting residents of the capital. Soup spoons and ladles smashing against pots and pans in an all-too-familiar form of protest. Hairdresser Carmen Martinez was among thousands armed with kitchenware last night marching against the Chavez regime. As the parade snaked its way through Caracas's dangerous streets, Martinez said her family is being ruined by a populist leader who disparages the middle class.
My husband had 15, 20 employees. Now he has two. He had to close his engineering business after more than 10 years. Total bankruptcy. I have three kids. They're 15, 14, and 7 years old.
Chavez is Venezuela's self-professed defender of the poor, but his opponents blame him for a shrinking economy and rising unemployment and inflation. Labor unions and business leaders leading this latest strike are weakening the fragile economy further. Oil, responsible for half the nation's income, has all but stopped flowing. Yesterday brought another blow to the Chavez regime. The country's Supreme Court announced it would essentially close down in protest against what it calls the government's political bullying. But Chavez is maintaining his grip on power, at least for the moment. His supporters have been streaming into the streets by the thousands. Caracas resident Marguerite Perez says it's too early to give up on a leader who she says has always put the poor first.
For the first time in Venezuela, there's a program for social justice in which the poorest go to school and have health care. It's a difficult and slow process, and we must work hard.
Sunday night, Chavez supporters attacked opposition media outlets in the latest chapter in an ongoing battle between the government and anti-Chavez journalists. Pedro Luis Flores is a reporter for opposition TV network Globovisión. Monday night, we had to be rescued off the roof, he says. The attacks were really intense because they were on a national level, not just in Caracas. Globovisión and other outlets say they'll lodge a complaint with the Inter-American Human Rights Commission. Meanwhile, the Organization of American States' top leadership has been camped here for weeks, trying to broker a peaceful settlement. General Secretary Cesar Gaviria spoke to reporters on Tuesday, but his message was brief and offered little promise of a breakthrough.
Las partes han abordado el tema electoral.
It was a short session, he says. The two sides discussed elections. They reiterated their previous positions. Early in the week, some hope did arise briefly. Chavez announced he'd consider holding a national referendum on his government by next summer. His opponents, however, demand a February ballot, and so far they aren't budging. There's no way to predict when the strike will end and whether, in the end, Chavez will come out on top, as he did following a brief coup d'etat last April. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.